Thank God with the singing. I think it's been good. Man, I love that song I was able to sing with my family. But, you know, when it talks that second part about, hey, all them world leaders, all them great leaders, one day, I'm telling you, church, one day hell's going to be emptied out. Hey, the hell's in the center of the earth right now. It's a temporary holding panel. Hey, but guess what? Hey, hell's going to be emptied out, and they're all going to have to bow that knee. Hey, they're going to confess. Say, hey, I'm sitting in church this morning. Hey, I'm not saved, and I'm not getting saved. I was made to be here. Hey, guess what? There's a lot of people, Brother Eddie, across the United States got drugged to church. Guess what? Hey, one day you're going to confess him, and you're going to bow. Hey, but that crowd right there, Adolf Hitler and his crew, hey, they're going to be cast into the eternal lake of fire. Hey, so why don't we worship him while we can? Hey, why don't we call upon him while he's near? Hey, there's going to be one day he can't be found. Hey, say, wait a second, I'm just going to wait this thing out. Hey, I'm just going to ride my crew. I'm just going to live my life the way I'm living it. I ain't going to let a preacher or somebody tell me, hey, how I'm supposed to live. Hey, I'll just wait. I'll give me a second chance. Hey, I'm telling you what, hey, if you refuse the Lord, hey, say, wait, I'll just wait till the Lord blows that trumpet. Hey, I'll just wait. Hey, there was a time where I started to mull over, growing up in the church. Hey, started thinking, you know what, hey, man, maybe if I didn't get saved, if I saw the Lord coming, hey, maybe I could just go ahead and catch me a boat. Hey, Brother Roger, hey, how it works, hey, in the twinkling of an eye, just like that. Hey, there's a Marvel movie, Brother Don, going around. They got the villain and he snaps his fingers. Hey, guess what? Hey, they're just counterfeiting the Lord. Hey, one of these days he's going to send the Lord back to get us. And I'm asking you, are you ready to go? Before we get into the word, before we get into the reading, are you ready to go this morning? Hey, we sung that song. I can tell you now the time. I can take it to the place. Hey, I'm glad on a Monday night, April 5th, 1993, I was at a revival. Hey, right down the road here, the First Baptist Church of South Lebanon. Hey, that preacher opened up. Hey, preached to me out of this King James Bible. Hey, got up there. He started demonstrating. Hey, he called. He called for the altar. Didn't have to drag me. Didn't have to come. Why? Because I knew I was a sinner. I knew I was lost. Hey, this morning, if you don't know the Lord as your Savior, hey, stop playing games. Hey, if you do know the Lord as your Savior, hey, stop playing games. It's high time. Hey, we got to get in, church. Hey, we got a job to do. Hey, and that's going to lead, I guess, to go to 2 Corinthians. I'm going to kind of maybe bounce around a little bit, or maybe I'm not going to bounce around a little bit. We'll see how the Lord directs here. But I'm going to take my text verse out of 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Made the mistake of not taking this blazer off last week. I tell you what, I'm not going to sweat through this one today. So if y'all would like to stand up and reverence the reading of the word, I'm going to read in 2 Corinthians chapter 6. I'm going to read 14 through 18. The Bible says here, and starting off at 14, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? And what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. If y'all would, go with me, Lord, in prayer. God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I'm asking you that you'd be with us this morning. God, thank you, Lord, for meeting with us so far, God. We thank you, Lord, for the time to worship you, God, and our offerings, God, and our singing praises unto you. But God, I'm asking you, Lord, that you'd be at the opening of your word. God, I'm asking you, Lord, that you'd anoint me, God, that I might be able to give your people, God, what you'd have me to say, God. Not what I want to say, but what you want to say. Lord, I'm asking you, God, that you'd save that soul close to hell. God, I'm asking you, Lord, that you'd wake us up this afternoon and this morning. God, be with us in Jesus' name. Amen. As I started to turn and seek God's face on what the church would have this morning, hey, I kept coming back to this word yoke. Hey, I'm going to maybe just get into a little bit. Hey, preacher, this may go long. This may go short. It may be a lot of verses. It may not be a lot. Hey, but I tell you what, it's pure cut and pure and sweet and simple in what the Lord wants to speak to us, hey, out of 2 Corinthians chapter 6. It starts out of here, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Hey, I'd like to ask us this morning, hey, this is the whole premise of the message. This is the whole deliverance. Hey, what are we yoked up with? Hey, the question that is, hey, whether you're lost, I'm asking you, what are you yoked up with? Hey, if you're saved, I'm asking you, Don, what are you yoked up with? Hey, why? Because we got to realize, hey, what's at stake here? Hey, we got to understand what this yoke is costing us. As we go on here, be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Hey, for what? This word fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness. And what? The word communion. What communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part that he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God. Thank God this morning that if you didn't come into a good Baptist church or a good Christian preaching church, Pentecostal Church of God, hey, guess what? We're giving. Hey, we're giving an offering of the good news of the gospel. Hey, that God just doesn't want it to be over top of you. God just doesn't want to tell you what to do. Hey, he's not dead. He didn't give us a group of a precept of laws and then disappear. He wants to live inside of us this morning. Hey, I'm asking you this morning, hey, if you've not accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, hey, I'm going to let you know you're unequally yoked up this morning. Hey, you've got yourself chained. I'm going to get a little bit deeper into the yoke here in a little bit. Hey, but you got yourself tied to something that's going to do nothing but take you to hell. Hey, I'm asking you, hey, would you take off the yoke this morning? Hey, would you allow Jesus Christ, hey, to come into your heart? Hey, the Apostle Paul came out. He told him, I've done nothing but preach. Hey, repentance towards God and faith in Jesus Christ. I'm asking you, have you repented of your sins? And have you put your faith and trust in the finished work of Calvary's cross? We look down here, there was four words that kept jumping out of me from my Bible here. First, you know how the Lord just speaks to you in his word, and this living word. This is nothing mystic. This is nothing, Noah, that you got to climb to the top of a mountain and take two different herbs and blend them together and set them on fire and drink, hey, to get an illusion. Hey, this is the word of God. Dawn this morning, and we'll seek God's face, and we'll yoke ourselves up to him. Hey, the Lord will speak to us through his word. Hey, if I sit around here and say, I don't know what you're talking about. Hey, preacher, I've never heard the Lord speak. I tell you what, I heard him speak when he called me unto salvation. Hey, and I've heard him speak every time I've opened up his word. It ain't been always what I wanted to hear. It only always felt good. Hey, but he speaks to me. And if he'll speak to me, he'll speak to you. I'm just as much as a son as his brother Eddie. Eddie's testimony, I believe he said he got saved in 1982. It's not that I'm writing a book on Eddie. I was born in 1982. So it's real easy for me to remember that. Hey, but guess what? Brother Eddie ain't got no more pull with the Savior than I do. Hey, I don't have no more pull than the pastor. Hey, this sick excuse that's started up in our churches that we can't get close to God and we can't reach him like the old timers, it's a bunch of junk. Hey, we need to break the yoke, yoke ourselves up with the word. Hey, the Lord also will speak to us, church. These words, these four words jumped up out at me. Y'all bear with me for a few minutes. We're going to get into our dictionary here for a second. These words, fellowship, communion, concord, and agreement. We may just say, as the preaching starts and the opening of the word starts, hey, I'm not yoked up with somebody. Hey, I'm really not. Hey, that just means going out there and getting drunk. That just means going out there. I wasn't at an AC/DC concert last night. Hey, I didn't worship the devil on my way to church this morning, so I'm not yoked up. Hey, we better listen to the definitions of these words. What he says here about having a fellowship, it says, what fellowship have the righteous and the unrighteous? This word fellowship means companionship, society, mutual association of persons on equal and friendly terms, partnership, a joint interest a state of being together and a frequency of contact. Hey, I'm asking us this morning, hey, have we put our fellowship with the unrighteousness? Hey, have we taken what we're supposed to be doing towards each other? Hey, the righteous and the unrighteous don't have any hookup. Hey, the only reason that a righteous person, hey, needs to be with an unrighteous person is to tell them how they got righteous. Hey, I can't be good enough this morning. Hey, Brother Greg, I can't do my best. My best ain't good enough. Hey, it's the imputed righteousness of Jesus Christ, hey, that I got when I accepted Him. Hey, that's what we need to be telling them. Hey, church, better be watch out who you got fellowship with.
Amen.
Second word, communion. A fellowship. It's kind of funny how all these other words are definitions of the same words. Lord's trying to tell us the same thing four different ways.
Amen.
Hey, we don't want to listen, but He's telling us the same thing four different ways. This word communion means fellowship, an interchange of transactions. It means concord. It means agreement. A union in religious worship being the definition of communion. Like to get me a little rabbit right here, lined him up. If this makes you mad, I'm sorry, but I was here at communion. We got a big house here, and I'm pretty sure Brother Eddie probably got a number on how many people's a member of this church. Hey, communion is something the Lord told us that we do as often as you do. And hey, we had some empty seats. Gonna leave it right there. Say, hey, I had something else to do. I'm not picking on nobody. Hey, but this word communion means we're supposed to be communing together. If you wasn't communing with us, the local assembly, hey, who was you communing with? Just going to keep on going right there, not making anybody mad. I've got to preach it, or the Lord will sit me down, and I'm not giving up my spot. I got to preach the gospel. Hey, another thing He says here is a body of Christians with one common faith, a union of professing Christians. And it says here, what communion has light with darkness? This darkness, hey, the first time I ever really heard the definition, and actually, I don't know if Brother Greg will even remember this, but you were giving a devotion over here across the street at the gym, and you was asking kids, what are definitions? And one of the questions Brother Greg asked, hey, what does darkness mean? And he said, the absence of light. Man, that's about straight on, pure as it gets. Hey, what communion do we who have come into this light? Hey, we the ones that we've seen, we've tasted the Lord is gracious. Hey, we don't live in the dark. Hey, what communion do we have with these workers of iniquity? Next thing was concord, an agreement between persons, a union in opinions, harmony. Concord also means when two or more music notes are blended together and it sounds right. Hey, when you get a couple music notes, hey, Caleb, if he gets over here and he pushes two keys right next to each other, I don't know much about music, hey, but I know them two keys right next to each other, hey, they don't make concord. You got to at least have one in the middle. Don't know much about piano. Brady, that's about all I know. Hey, Don, you put two nuts together, you're not going to get a good sounding tone out of that piano. Hey, because it's this concord. Hey, what does Christ have with Belial? This word Belial is a term that is commonly referred to as Satan. It's another word we use for Satan, but also has its own definition. It means unprofitable. It means wickedness. It means worthless. When we look at Christ, hey, God, we got over here, and we got on this Wednesday night, 1 Corinthians 6:16, it says, what? Know ye not that that which is joined to an harlot is one body? For two, saith he, shall be one flesh, but he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body, but he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own, for ye are bought with a price? Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. I'm asking us this morning when we get to that verse there and we get to looking, he says, what does the temple of God have with idols? And that's the word agreement, which means concord and harmony and conformity, a union of opinions, a resemblance, similitude, or a union of minds. I'm telling this church, hey, in 2019 this morning, hey, if you've got the Lord living inside of you, you are the very walking temple of God. Hey, you are the plan that was from the beginning. God didn't look down. Hey, once sin entered into the world, hey, so just as easy as it came in, came the free gift of Jesus Christ. Hey, why? That we could become the sons and daughters of God. Hey, Sister Becky, so God could live inside of us. But what these verses here, I'll read them again. Hey, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? Hey, for you are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Hey, church, we've got a duty this morning. We're going to move on in the scriptures here. Hey, but I want it to be known and laid down in the introduction, hey, about asking ourselves, hey, what are we yoked up with? One little thing I wrote down here in my notes is, hey, what are we doing and who are we doing it with? Hey, this isn't just something, hey, that we ask our 16-year-old kids. You know, I know Sister Melissa, she's entering a new phase to where Logan can just get in the car and drive. Hey, guess what? But what are questions, hey, that's going to be asked? Hey, what are you doing? Where are you going? Who are you doing it with? What are you doing when you get there? Hey, I'm not preaching on the McCurry family because I know Logan's already been asked some questions. Hey, mom and dad, if you ain't asking them kids, where are you going? What are you doing? We ought to be asking, who are you fellowship with? Who do you commune with? Who are you in concord with? Who are you in agreement with? But just as much as we need to be asking our kids, hey, where are you going? What are you doing? Who are you doing it with? Hey, Tammy, this morning, we need to be asking church members.
Yeah, man.
Not talking about just members on the roll. Not just talking about ones that I could get a count from Sister Michelle. So give me a readout. I'm talking about blood bought, born again, saved by the blood of the Lamb, redeemed Christians this morning. Hey, we got a bunch missing this morning. Hey, what are you doing? Who are you doing it with? Hey, what are you doing? Why? Because we keep reading. He says, for come out from among them. Be ye separate, saith the Lord. Hey, and touch not the unclean thing. And I will receive you. And I will be a father unto you. And you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. We're going to get to that in a few seconds. I promise you there may be some reproving. There may be some rebuking. Hey, but I promise you there's going to be some exhorting. Hey, got to keep reading that last spot just so we know where we're going here. Hey, the Bible tells us in 1 John chapter 3, verse 14, we know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. Hebrews 10, 25, forsaking not the assemblings of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see that day approaching. Hey, we don't need bigger baseball teams. We don't need bigger basketball teams. Hey, we don't need bigger groups. Hey, we don't need bigger families. Hey, we need to get together. Hey, not forsake the assembling of ourselves. Why? Because we need to exhort each other.
Amen.
Church, we've got a job. Hey, when we're out here all concord and communed and fellowshipped up with the world, hey, the church is suffering. I know by listening to the old timers, and thank God being able to be in services with them, I understand, hey, they used to seek each other.
Yep.
You know what? I've heard people whine and cry and say, I'll tell you what, this old church house over there, hey, man, they just want to be a club. Hey, they just want to be a little get together. Can you believe them? All they want to do, hey, is be with each other. Hey, bless God, if it's at the church house and Jesus Christ is the center of it, and this King James Bible ain't being put in the trash can, hey, that's exactly right. Hey, man, we got us a club. If you want to call it a club, hey, there's a one. Hey, every club's got a leader. They've all got a head. Hey, guess what? Jesus Christ is the head of this one. Hey, if you're a member of it, hey, you ought to be wanting to be in here together. Hey, you got a job inside of it. Well, I can go ahead. I can take my paddle out. Man, I could get my flamethrower and I could burn my teenagers for the next 45 minutes with these verses. I could. Hey, I could be right, and I could make every one of you mad. Hey, and I could have Bible in every bit of it. Hey, but what I'm going to ask you, who they got to learn off of?
Amen.
Who they learning off of this morning, church? Hey, we've had some old-timers in this church that's went on to be with the Lord. Hey, man, they plowed the plow. Hey, they hooked it up. They walked it straight. Hey, they gave us an example. Hey, but we would not. Church, this ain't just the young generation. I'm asking all of us, do we desire each other? Do we want one another? Hey, I've been in a moral conflict for the last 2 months. Hey, I've been in a spirit torn between. Hey, I know God has had me helping out Valley Baptist Church. Hey, but my heart's been right here. Hey, having known, what am I supposed to do with my youth group? Hey, if God's got me moving it on, I can't just stay because I'm going to hurt them. Hey, but if God's got me going over here, hey, what's going on? Hey, we should have a desire for one another, church.
Amen.
Look and say, well, preacher, you ain't been here for the last 2 months. Hey, guess what? I've been desiring to be where God would have me to be. Keep moving here. Colossians 3, 2 through 4. Set your affections on the things above, not on the things of earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ is who is our life shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Thank God that as we look and see here, set your affections on the things that are above. Hey, how can I know what somebody wants? Hey, I see where their eyes are. Hey, I see where they're looking at, Brother Eddie. Hey, you say, man, somebody must have told on me. Man, somebody told that preacher what I'm doing. Hey, the word says you set your affections, we're going to know. We're going to know that fruit by that tree by the fruit it falls off of it. Hey, a good one can't bring forth bad, Eddie. Hey, and a bad one can't bring forth good. Got to preach on this a little bit. I won't go into all of it. In Ephesians chapter 5, verses 25, it says, husbands, hey, love your wives even as as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify it and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word. Hey, that he might present it to himself, a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself, for no man ever hated his own flesh, but nourished and cherished it, even as the Lord loved the church. For we are the members of his body and of his flesh and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. This is the verse, Pastor, the Lord allowed me to get into. I'm not talking about husbands and wives. I'm not talking about this golden band on my finger. Don, I'm not talking about physicality-ness that's in this earth. I'm talking about verse 32. Hey, this is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Christ and the church. Not husbands and wives. Not Tina, sit down there, shut up, look pretty. Hey, and let everybody know I make the decisions, I wear the pants. That's all we like to preach out of it. Hey, but that's not how it works. Hey, Christ is the head of the church. Hey, when we join it, hey, just like the picture of marriage, hey, let a man leave his mother and his father, let the wife leave her mother and father, and let them come together, be joined together into one flesh. And we already read the verses. Hey, we can't be joined to a harlot and the church at the same time. Hey, I'm asking us, not just our young people, I'm asking all of our people this morning, who are we yoked with? What are we joined together? Say, wait a second. Say, you've already gave a good pitch for a Sunday school. 10 o'clock. Hey, 11 o'clock church service. 6 o'clock, we're having church. Bless God, if you're a member of this church, you need to be here. Looking at the pastor, don't get mad. Tell him his knee's going to be healed up and you don't have to listen to me no more. Hey, but guess what? If you're a member of this church, 6 o'clock. Hey, Wednesday night, 7 o'clock. Hey, guess what? Say, I can't do it. Brother Don, is it even possible? You know, Brother Don, I got to clean this up so he knows I ain't calling him out, because I know Brother Don, the last two Wednesdays, hey, he's had to work. Hey, there's a verse on there when Jesus looks at him and says, hey, if your ass falls in the ditch, won't you pull him out? Hey, now guess what? If Brother Don's ass falls in this ditch every Wednesday, hey, we're going to start changing this. Hey, if all of a sudden it's every Sunday night, every Wednesday night, hey, guess what? That's not ox falling in the ditch. But ask ourselves on Sunday night, and I'm not trying to make nobody mad, hey, but I'm trying to preach the Word of God about not forsaking the assemblies. Hey, what am I yoked up to this morning? Tell me what you're doing tonight at 6 and I'll tell you. Tell me what you're doing Wednesday night. Say, man, I'm tired. I can't do this. You made work. Yeah. Hey, made boss man got his 8 out of you, but the Lord couldn't get his 1.5. We'll keep on going, not trying to make anybody mad. Hey, but guess what? Hey, we need to redeem the time. Hey, why? Because the days are evil, and we've got church people running out. Hey, we got church people fleeing. Hey, and why is the church in trouble? Hey, because nobody's doing their job. Hey, we're all supposed to be yoked up to one another. We're all supposed to be pulling this big plow. Hey, when Elisha was out there, Brother Eddie, and he was in the middle of the field, he had 12 yoke out there with him. Hey, guess what? Hey, we got 2 yoke trying to plow what 12 was supposed to do. A whole nother rabbit. I'm not going to chase it. Hey, but I'm telling you what. Hey, we've got what the work need to be done by 12 is being done by 2. Why? Because ain't nobody here.
Right.
And I'm not just talking about Mount Zion. I'm talking about all over the world, all over the United States. As Paul, we've used our grace as a cloak of lasciviousness to sit down and not do nothing.
Yep.
Who are you yoking up with? We'll keep going here. We'll try my best to just give you as the Lord gave it to me. So what you know, I've been raked over this for the last week. Hey, it's been tough on what the Lord's done to me in my life and showed me what I've been doing. Hey, but I started thinking about this yoke. I'm going to kind of leave the scripture for a second, maybe take 5 or 10 minutes to kind of understand. Hey, I've been watching a lot of videos, Sister Becky. Hey, you know what? I haven't told Tina this because I don't want to make her nervous, but when I start studying something like this, I usually want to try it. But I've been watching a lot of videos on running a yoke. I got a field in my backyard, and I think I can do it. I'm just going to go on and go leave that right there. Hey, I've been watching these videos about what is it, Don? What is the yoke? We talk about the yoke. Hey, the old timers know what the yoke was. Hey, but we got tractors. We don't need the yoke. Started looking at it. Hey, you know what? As the Lord tells us, hey, better watch out who we yoke ourselves up with. Hey, we better figure out what the yoke is before we figure out what we're doing with them. But as I studied this and the Lord allowed him to open up the spiritual man, hey, to see the connotations here, I saw one thing. There's only one person in charge on a yoke of ox. Only one person in charge. And you know who it ain't, Brother Eddie? Nobody wearing that yoke. Every single video I watched has a man who stands there and calls out the directions. Got him a little whip in his hand. He's the one that calls it. Let me tell you this morning, Matthew 6:24, Lord says, no man can serve two masters. For either he'll hate the one and love the other one, or else he'll hold to the one and despise the other one. You cannot serve God and mammon. That mammon meaning wealth and riches. Can't serve them both. I got some bad advice as a young Christian. Got some horrible advice. Hey, go ahead and take that job. It'll just take you out of church for a little while. Hey, you got your good state job. Man, there'll be a good retirement, good pension. Man, that stuff's backed up by the government. Man, go out there. Hey, you have to work second shift Tuesday, Wednesday. It'll be all right. Hey, let me tell you, young people. Hey, our ones in college, Alexis, put this down in your notes. Hey, if you go out here and you take a job that takes you out of the house of God, you'll be in a ditch in 2 years. Hey, you go ahead and say, I'll just come in. I'll come and go. Hey, Caleb, you get you a job that gets you out of church. Hey, you'll turn around. It'll be 2 years, and you've been there on Easter and Christmas twice, four times in 2 years. Hey, you'll try to pray, and you'll know God ain't hearing you, and you'll open up the Word, and you'll have to dig and dig and dig till you can get something out of it. How do I know? Been there. Yoked up with the world. Got out, preacher. It was Baptist. We don't like this term backslid. Hey, but I was backslid as a day long. How is that? I slid all the way out the back door.
Bless you, brother.
Didn't lose my salvation. Hey, but you know how I know I didn't? Because the Lord cut me off on fellowship. Miserable in them years.
Yeah.
Why? Because I let this love of money get a hold of me.
Right.
Told me the state of Ohio would take care of my family. The Lord will take care of my family.
Amen.
Hey, David said, I've been all young and now I'm old. I've never seen the righteous. Forsaken, never seen his seed begging for bread, but I trusted in the state, trusted in a pension. Hey, guess what? That thing's going bankrupt. Probably not going to get a dime of it anyways. Can't serve on Matthew 23:37. Hey, this is one of my favorite scriptures spoken by the Lord. It gives his pure heart, even the heart of this message. As he looked out, he said, oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem. Thou that killest the prophets and stoning them which are set unto thee. Man, I think there's a few stones with my name on them right now, but I'm going to keep going. And how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathered her chickens under her wings, and yet you would not. The Lord says, Christian, I've stood here, and I said, I'd love to gather you right here. Anybody ever seen the chickens run to their mama? He said, that's what I want to do. I'm telling you, you know why you can't get to me, Gabe? Wade, you know why you can't get over here to get under the wing? Because you've allowed yourself to be yoked up with the world. Hey, that's what happens to us when we get out. Hey, what do we need to do? Break that thing off and come back home. Next thing that I saw here, I think moms and dads needs to perk up on this one. The entire time I watched these videos, they started with these ox in these barns. And they'd bring them out, either by halter, some of them was so trained, they knew exactly what to do. But Don, the entire time I watched every one of these, never one time did I see the ox put the yoke on itself. Not one time did I ever see the ox put the own yoke on. I've watched them being broke. I've watched them smack them things with them rods. I've watched them trying to get grain, trying to get them to calm down, and they have to train them to take the yoke. If anybody sees where I'm going right here, hey, you know what? I coached Little League T-ball with Lily. You know, Brother Don, being a baseball guy, he can amen on this or probably add more stories. Hey, I had to go out there and draw circles in the dirt. Had to draw big circles in the dirt, and I said, this is your spot. And one of them, I told this boy, because he wanted to go everywhere, I said, pretend there's a chain right here, and it's attached to you, and you can't go this farther. Hey, you know what we had to do? We had to teach them to stay in their spot. We had to teach them how to swing. I don't know many kids that just stood up to the T-ball and just stood up and just went whack and hit it right over their first time. What'd they have to do? Had to be trained. I had to train Lily how to do it. Hey, I'm trying to train Logan on how to do it. Hey, but guess what? Hey, we turn around and them kids are 17, 18 years old. Them kids 23 years old. Hey, and we can't find them with a search warrant. Right. They've been out of God's house forever and we can't figure out what happened.
Right.
Broke for the yoke of the world. It's not just baseball. That was just the best example. Hey, we've got, I know Brittany's here. Brittany knows she usually gets a dance, you know, dance reference to make sure we're not picking on people. Hey, I don't care what it is. The first time you put them out there, Mom and Dad, they don't want to do it. Even if they do want to do it, they don't do it right. And what happens? Hey, we're yoking up our children to the world. And then we sit back and say, I can't believe he won't come to church. Man, I can't believe this ain't, he don't want to serve the Lord. I can't believe she don't want to come to church. Done yoked her up to the world for 16 years. Why in the world would she come now?
Right.
Let's keep going here. One of these things that, the second thing I saw, it was something the old timers used to say, when the Lord saved me, he changed my hitching post. Hey, there's a hitching post, Brother Don. Hey, you take them and you hitch them up to that post so you can yoke them. Hey, it'd be good for some moms and dads, hey, to change that hitching post to right here. Hey, if we've got Sunday school, you ain't going. Hey, if we've got church, you ain't going. Hey, if they're gonna take you out of it, you ain't going. Why? Because that animal is trained. I watched some oxen 10 and 15 years old. That guy didn't even have to move. He didn't have a post. He opened the door. 10 of these big old ox, about 2,000 apiece, come out. They all just stood in their spot, stood there. He yoked them up in line. Why? They've been doing it so long. They're stuck in that routine. Hey, some of us, we've gotten out of the routine of coming to church, and we've done it so long, we're not going to put that yoke back on. Hey, but it's always put on by somebody else, and there's always a trainer doing it. Next thing I saw here, hey, every move that was made under that yoke was taught. Same thing with what we taught about teaching the little kids, teaching the dancing kids, hey, teaching soccer kids, hey, doing all this junk. You got to train them to get in there.
Amen.
Keep going on here. The Bible says in Proverbs 22, verse 6, train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he's old, he'll not depart from it. I'm just warning you, church, everybody loves this. Everybody loves to claim this verse, but I got good news for some, but I got bad news for some. Hey, this is good or bad. This doesn't say bring the kid to Sunday school once a month and when he's old he'll come back. This says train a child up in the way that he should go and when he is old he'll not depart from him. If we taught him the church is only Sunday morning and we only come to Sunday school, hey, on daylight savings time when they trick us for that extra hour, hey, this is all we do. Hey, if there's something going on somewhere else, hey, that's where we're going. That's training a child.
Amen.
Hey, we look around at two generations ago, Brother Don, the old-timers wouldn't miss church for nothing. Them old-timers, I don't care what it was. Hey, they'd lose jobs before they come right in here. Hey, and then all of a sudden their children, hey, got a little bit of weak and a little bit lax. Hey, and then they're like, well, you know what? Hey, we'll still keep going. We don't want to make them mad. Somebody told a story. God got drugged to church every day, so I don't want to go now. And they said, see, we don't want to drag our kids to church because they won't want to come. Man, how'd that work? Didn't train them up, teach them the way they should go, get them in church, not just on Sunday morning.
Amen.
I'm not trying to make anybody mad this morning. Hey, I'm trying to tell us if we're going to fight this fight, hey, if we're going to get yoked up with the Savior, if we're going to plow Tammy the way we're supposed to plow, we're going to have to get some things right.
Amen.
Keep moving here. Look them down here. Saw the every yoke was taught. Deuteronomy 11:19. And you shall teach them your children. Hey, speaking of them, when thou sittest in thine house, when thou liest down, when thou risest up. There's some kids, I know how it feels. You know, James does life lessons. I do. Hey, I'm going to speak just like this verse says right here. If I've got a shot, I'm going to get it in there. Hey, I know what it's like. My dad did it. Hey, you roll your eyes. You don't want to hear it. Hey, but guess what? We got some elder people in this church. Hey, it shouldn't just be the pal. Family got them over here in a noogie in a headlock. Hey, we got some older elder men in here and some sainted old ladies in here. You know what you need to be doing? Getting these kids in headlocks. Tell them about what the Lord did for you. Show them what happened. Let them know that this is the good way. Hey, but guess what? We don't do that no more. Hey, we need to let it always be on our mouth. Then I looked down and I saw, hey, they were never unequally yoked. Never one time did I see a plow that was hooked up that had anything other than what it was next to it. Hey, if you've been blood-bought Noah, hey, if you're a child of God, you got no business putting the yoke on with anything else except another Christian. I don't care if that's business. Hey, I don't care if that's pleasure. I don't care what it is. Hey, when you yoke up with the wrong kind, whether you think it's good or bad, it ain't gonna work. You know what? I can use an example myself. My buddy actually has the name of the company, Infidel. Hey, he's a Marine, big old three tours. I understand where he's coming from. Hey, I'd love to help him in that business. I know I could help him make money in that business. Hey, church, I can't be yoked up. Hey, I can help him every now and then. Hey, when he needs help, I can try. Hey, but I can't yoke up with him. I can't be a business partner with him. Hey, we got a lot of people think, hey, that we'll just do that. We'll leave the work here and the church here and let them be separate. Hey, it's not how it works. Keep on going here. Hey, the reason on why you don't put an ox with a mule. Hey, started noticing that every one of these animals are different. Hey, some of them, if you start trying to talk to one of these donkeys the way you talk to one of them ox, it's going to sit down on you. Hey, there's a way that you need to talk, hey, to that donkey to get him going, to get him to respond. And there's a way that ox needs to be talked to. Hey, if you're yoked up with the wrong kind, oh, if I'm trying to get you going, doing what God has you to do, plow the field God has you to plow. Hey, but every time I get you to go, hey, that mule you're hooked to sits down, we ain't going nowhere. Hey, there's different spots, different reactions. Hey, but isn't that the truth with us? Hey, the reactions of a child of God is not the reactions of a sinner. It shouldn't be. Hey, but we've got some Christians who are yoked up with some sinners and they're starting to act like them. Hey, when the man of God or the word of God starts to reprove and rebuke from his word, man, we want to sit down on it.
Right.
Hey, we're not saying this because we want to beat somebody up. We're saying this because we're in the middle of a field called South Lebanon. Hey, we're supposed to be putting our hand to the plow. Hey, we're supposed to be going, but we can't do that hitched up to something wrong.
Right.
Last thing I saw as they were bearing their burden was teamwork. Saw this nice little competition. Apparently they do a competition somewhere with these things. And they had this one. Eddie, these things looked like they was the biggest Johnny's truck. They was huge. Hey, they had them together. Man, they had another one. It was looked like it was wide as a semi. They were short and squatty. And man, then there was this one. Hey, they looked like a bunch of scrubs. I thought, man, that looked like the two I'd bring. Yeah, I decided I'll try to raise them. Hey, mine looked like a bunch of scrubs. They had these other two look like champions. Hey, but what happened? They was unequally yoked, even though they was the same size. Man, this one started to pull. This other one started to pull. Next thing you know, they was doing like this, and that sled just went over there. Don went like 5 feet. Got that little short, squatty thing in there. He started to pull that plow. Man, them two, they got to going. This one wanted to walk over here. This one walk over here. Man, it didn't go nowhere. Hey, but these two little ox that nobody would have picked out of that crowd. Hey, they put the plow on. Hey, that guy stood up there with his little thing. He said, up. Next thing you know, hey, they hit it. Time they was walking in the same step, they was right next to each other. Hey, they was moving slow and they drug that thing all the way across that floor. That's why we're preaching about being unequally yoked this morning. It's not to hurt somebody or to drag you back to church. It's because we need to be in this plow together. Hey, we need to be yoked up together, Brother Eddie, not going against each other. Not, well, there's a group over here and there's a group over here. That's got to go. Hey, there's one group and we got one purpose, singleness of mind, to see people get saved in this area. We'll tell you one more story and then we're going to close this thing up. Heard a story about a veterinarian. And he went to this guy, his name was Mr. Limits. Mr. Limits was born in the early 1900s. And he retired, but as an old man, he said, I still want to plow, hey, like my grandpa taught me how to. And he'd have to call this veterinarian out, Brother Eddie. And he'd get out there and he'd look, and Mr. Limits started telling him about the yoke on the ox. He started telling him that this was his hobby, hey, but he wanted some help on to fix a problem that he had. The problem that he had, it was he started getting ox. And as he would train them, he would go down and he'd put the yoke over top of them young ox. Hey, Don, he would set them on top of them and they'd go to pull and they wouldn't want to get right. Hey, they'd all want to fight the plow. They wouldn't take the yoke. Hey, they wouldn't take it. They wouldn't let it sit on top of them. And because of that, there'd be big old sores the size of a dinner plate come up on top of them. Well, the vet looked at him and he said, this seems like a pretty easy fix. He said, you've got a one-size-fits-all yoke over here. He said, I need you to come in here to my tack room. He said, look at all these different ones. Brother Eddie, he didn't just have one-size-fits-all. Hey, he had ones that was customized to every single one of them. Hey, it wasn't his desire to get rid of that ox. Hey, when this one would get a sore, man, he'd put a new pouch on it. He'd get his woodworking tools out, and he'd roll that a little more, try to customize it. Hey, but guess what? There'd be a time where they just wouldn't take the yoke and he'd have to put them off to slaughter. There's no good. There was no good to him. And he asked him, he said, well, how do we do if this ain't the problem? He said, how do we keep these ox from being destroyed? And he said, it's up to the ox. Now, that doesn't make much sense. I had to keep doing some studying here. He said, it's up to the ox, because the only way we can stop these sores, the only way we can stop this kicking and we can stop this pulling, is that ox has to accept the yoke. He said, now when I get ones that I think are going to accept it, he said he had a big old ox named Clyde. Old Clyde was about 15 years old. Hey, he'd been in the service. Hey, that farmer didn't have to tell Clyde what to do. He knew what he was going to do. And he said, I'll take these young ones and I'll yoke them up with Clyde and I'll get them out there in the field. Hey, and I'll let Clyde take them around and he'll show them how to take the yoke. He'll show them how to embrace the burden. He'll show them how to love me. He'll show them what they're supposed to do. Hey, you know what? We got a problem in church this morning. Hey, we're losing our church members because they wasn't saved because they was only half in. He said, them ox, Brother Eddie, would only be half into that burden. Hey, and they'd be resisting, and they're resisting the load, and they're jerking, and it's ripping themselves off, and they're looking around and saying, I can't do it, and then they're being destroyed. I'm telling you, young person, young girls, young men, hey, this goes just as much for the older ones, but the younger ones are the ones. You're deciding right now whether you're going to take this yoke. I'm telling you, hey, if you've accepted the Lord, hey, there ought to be a desire inside of you to take this yoke. Hey, but what happens? We're supposed to be in church. Hey, I'm supposed to be able to take my daughter. I'm supposed to be able to put her in the gospel plow, hit your next to Sister Becky, hey, or Sister Vicky, or some of the older ones. I got to get in trouble when I get to naming names because I don't want to miss nobody. I know I got to get Sister Connie or she'll strangle me. Hey, I need to be able to take these older women in church, and I need to be able to hitch you up to my daughter. Why? Because you show her how to take the yoke. Why are we preaching about this? Why are we coming at it so hard? Hey, because this next generation is getting destroyed because they're not choosing to take it. And when they are choosing it, they're fighting it. I'm asking you this morning, hey, what are you yoked up to? Are you accepting this? And we look around and we see that this is exactly how we deal with ourselves today as I'm turning into a close. When we ask ourselves, who are we yoked up with? Hey, the first thing is, who's in charge? Who wears the pants in the family? And I'm not talking about the wife. I'm talking about, does the Lord, the Bible says a good man, his steps are ordered by the Lord. Hey, is the Lord telling you where to plow, or is someone else telling you? Hey, if you're letting somebody else tell you what to do, you're in trouble this morning. Hey, the next thing is, who are you have allowed yourselves to yoke you up? Hey, Adam and Eve allowed the serpent to deceive them and allowed to yoke them up on sin. Hey, we've been fighting that sin for a long time. Next thing, hey, what are you teaching your kids? Or what has somebody taught you on how to take this load? Hey, Grace and Megan, hey, how we live our lives means everything. Hey, are we allowing ourselves used by the Lord? Hey, we got our eyes on everything else. Hey, don't fight it this morning. Hey, asking ourselves, so fourthly, hey, what are you yoked up with? Is it equal? Hey, we got some people, maybe got some friends, co-workers. Man, we got some Facebook buddies. Hey, we've got some stuff, Brother Don, we got to get out of our lives. Hey, I can't drag you to the altar or beg you to come. Hey, but I'd get up here. I'd hitch me to this post right here. Hey, if I had a yoke on top of my neck, hey, I'd let the world dictate it, what I think is cool and what is not cool. Hey, I'd hitch myself to this post right here, and I'd let the Lord take my yoke off. Next thing, are we working together? Are we working together as we bear this load? And the last thing is, hey, are you bearing the load or is the load bearing you? Hey, we got some good news. Hey, the Lord looks down and he says in Matthew 11:29, says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. Hey, say, wait a second, Gabe. Hey, if I do what you tell me, I ain't going to have no friends. Hey, they're all going to turn their back on me. Hey, I guess what? That's what Sunday school's for. Well, if I give away all my good buddies, who am I going to talk to? Hey, that's what this class is for when we get here. Hey, that's why we've always laughed and joked, hey, before we get into Sunday school, because this needs to be our yoke, fellas. Hey, not the world. Hey, I'm not saying this to hurt you, Gabe. I'm not trying to preach at you. I'm just using this as an example. Hey, if you trade that burden, Lord says his is light. In Jeremiah 2, verses 20, he says, for of old time I have broken thy yoke and burst thy bands, and thou said, I will not transgress. I'm wondering right now, even as the preached word is coming, they've said, you know what? I got saved. The Lord took my yoke. Hey, he took care of it. He took care of me there. And he goes down, he says, when upon every high hill and under every green tree thou wanderest, playing the harlot. What is he saying? This morning we say we're going to take the yoke, but the same time we're saying it, hey, we're running around with everything else. Galatians 5, verse 1, stand fast therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Every teenager in this building should have quoted that verse with me. Why? Because not just 11 months ago, we said it 15 times a day. Hey, but what happens? Hey, we get entangled back with that yoke. Christian, if you go ahead and come and get us a song, we're closing down. Hey, why is it important? Number one, if you don't know the Lord as your Savior, hey, you need to get saved this morning. Hey, if you've never accepted Him as your Savior, today is that day. Number two, hey, church, we're not going to be able to work for the Lord, hey, if we're tangled up with everything else. This last verse I'll set us off with, and we'll ask for a time of prayer. In Luke 9:62, and Jesus said unto him, no man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. Hey, we've been called to work in the Lord's kingdom. Hey, he's went out and he asked for laborers. He's looked down and he said, the fields are white. Hey, but the laborers are few. Hey, we should be praying that the Lord sends the workers into the harvest. But let me tell you this, he ain't asking for no unequally yoked workers. He says any man putting his hand to the plow and going ahead and starting it and looking back is fit. If you're unequally yoked this morning, you will not go through youth retreat and come out of it on fire for God if you go back to the yoke. Hey, you have a good church service. God send a gully washer. Praise the Lord. Here we go. He cleaned us out. And all of a sudden we get to work. And guess what? We're right back in the same ditch. Why? Hey, because we're trying to plow her and we're looking right backwards at what everybody else is say. I'm asking you this morning, hey, for the Lord's sake, hey, there used to be a song I used to heard singing by Granny's church. It was called Heaven is Counting on You. Hey, it's counting on us to get into the field, hey, and get out there and do the work. Hey, young people, hey, we're sitting here, preacher gets me about fired up. Hey, there's been a lot of labor. I've plowed a lot of fields. There have been a lot of blood, sweat, and tears. Hey, I've walked the floor at night praying over these young people. Hey, I've wrung my hands at 1 o'clock in the morning when everybody else was asleep. And you look out and you say, I want to take the yoke off of them. Young people, get the yoke off of you. God's got work for you. This ain't no part-time job. Hey, this is what we're supposed to do as Christians. Christian, go ahead and get us a song. Y'all stand to your feet. Anybody have need of prayer this morning? The altars are open. I'd like to think that every single one of us are yoked with who we're supposed to be. I'd like to think that we're all where we're supposed to be. Hey, but I got a feeling, Sister Tammy, we're not all yoked upright. I got a feeling there's some other things taking us. Hey, if we don't hitch ourselves to these altars, if we don't get up here and seek God's face and ask for Him to control, hey, don't expect a change, church. Don't expect these pews to automatically fill up. Hey, we got to plow the field. Somebody here doesn't know the Lord. If you're not saved this morning, won't you come?